number again, 772-221-1100.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Well, I need a longer arm.
Or another one.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to the front line. This is Monday, the 20th of May.
Already?
Already. Wow. I know this year is slipping by just like the sideways rain in a hurricane here in Florida.
Amen.
But
the hail we got yesterday.
We got hail yesterday.
Yeah.
My wife thought we did. I was taking my typical Sunday afternoon nap.
Okay. I slept through the hail, David.
And it really helped, but thank God there was no damage. Well, again, welcome to the front line, which is where we share interviews with folks who are doing Christian ministry on the front line. And frankly, if you're a believer, you're supposed to be doing ministry on the front line. Mm-hmm. So,
David, we as ministers don't take Sunday afternoon naps. We take contemplative interludes.
Well, okay, then I had a very nice, long contemplative interlude. Thank you, Ed. And good morning, Ed, one of our co-hosts, Ed Skiba.
Good morning. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord, for some rain. We need some more. Please keep it coming.
We do. We do. And Ann Limhoko, our other co-host, newer, and not yet then roughed up by the by the vagaries of life.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. This is the day the Lord
kid.
Has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. 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 Before I introduce our guest today, they have a prayer request, and one of our programmers, Mindy Molina, has been taking care of her brother Jude, and we just want to pray. He's close to going to the Lord, and we don't want to keep him from heaven, if that's what the Lord wants. But we do want to pray for people. We're called to pray, and so I'd like to lift up Jude, who has breast cancer, and rare in a man, but it does happen, and to pray for him and those caring for him, and Lord, for your perfect will to be done. As we lift up our brother Jude, Lord, and Lord, you know his needs, you know everything that about him that anyone can know. And you also then know his future. And Lord, there are times we come close to the edge, but you pull us back. You give us more time because our time is not really up. We don't know, Lord, if what your vision is for Jude, but mm-hmm. we just come before you, and Lord, we claim what we are able to claim, what we are called to claim for other citizens of your kingdom who have met Jesus and received him, and that is that by your stripes, Jesus, we are healed.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And that we claim for Jude that, Lord, by your stripes, he is healed.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that that healing can take many, many shapes in accordance with your will. And it is that, Lord, which we believe and which we pray for today, that your will for his healing will be done in Jesus' name.
Jesus. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
And we welcome today a gentleman who has been serving the Lord as a Christian musician and songwriter for over four decades, David Hugo. Welcome.
Thank you, David, and so nice to be with you here again at WCNO. I'm grateful that you invited me to join you on your program today.
Well, I'm glad you could come, and we met you first. We had a Wednesday Live several months ago that you came and talked about, and you had a new release, which we're going to play again today. And throughout the break, so let me tell you and prep you, we have, well, we don't have a wide range because we only have an hour and we only have three breaks. But one of the first songs that you released is Have You Made Your Reservation? That's going to play during the first break. Then the second break is one, Jesus is the Light. And I can't remember when that was released, David. Do you remember?
That was released, I believe, in 10 years ago.
10 years, okay. Wow. And then during the last break is All My Hope, which is a brand new release.
Yes.
It's just been out there. And you, on your website, we're talking about your website, and make sure you tell people how to get a hold of you. Because what I'm going to say up front now, and we'll get back to it, is David, his ministry is available for your church, for your family gathering, I presume wedding receptions, those, any
concert
of those.
Concert series.
Can you do bar mitzvahs?
I haven't yet, but I probably
but you're open to it.
Yeah.
Well, it may be a messianic.
Messianic. Oh, yeah.
But really, I think it's wonderful, David. I wanted to start out. There's two things I was going to share. One is a quote from what we call one of the early church fathers, St. Augustine. The quote is attributed to him. I'm pretty sure he came up. But he said, he who sings prays twice. And I truly believe that because,
like that.
Yeah, you know, it's really very, very true because, well, first of all, and I'd unpack it, as a singer-songwriter, you don't start a piece without already being in prayer. And you pray through that as you develop it, whatever you're going to work on, the lyrics or the music first, but that it's a work of prayer to begin with, and then when you finally get it in the form, you know it's going to be a blessing, and it's recorded and then released. I mean, it's been a lot of prayer in that.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, when people hear it, it inspires prayer and reflection, and it touches people's hearts. So I really believe he was right. Mm-hmm. In fact, he may have been wrong in terms of just twice. Maybe 50 times, you know. But and then I go to Psalm 96, verse 1 through 3, where the psalmist David writes, he says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous work among all the peoples." And the Lord said to me, I found this psalm, and he said to me, This is the underpinnings of your motivation, David, as a Christian singer and songwriter, to sing to the Lord. Always, it's always a new song, even if you've heard it 20, 30, 50, 100 times.
Well, we are praising the Lord because we are grateful for all he's done for us. He created us. We're made in his image.
Amen.
And if we don't praise him, then the rocks will
even
cry out.
Amen. Yes.
But, you know, even the birds, you know, I recorded a song, Isaiah's on the Sparrow, with Gail Smith some years ago. Mm. And I'm a big fan of feeding the birds and things like that, you know, and wildlife. And they sing songs to the Lord, you know.
That's right.
And so, yeah, absolutely. And the Lord is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
He is worthy to be praised.
How did you get into the music as a Christian? I mean, you met the Lord a long time ago.
Long ago. And, you know, I grew up in a musical home. My mother was a radio soloist for Calvary Baptist Church in New York City. Oh. And my grandfather was a big band artist and singer, an instrumentalist. And I grew up in a Christian environment my whole life. And my family are missionaries and ministers. And when I was 18 years old, I was part of D. James Kennedy, Dr. James Kennedy, and the Coral Ridge Ministries. I was on staff.
Coral Ridge. Yeah.
Coral Ridge. I was on staff there in his ministry. And so that's where I first started in music as a soloist. I had two young ladies that were singing backup for me, and we started our group, David Hugo and Special Way. Somebody from the church brought me down to Trinity Broadcasting, and introduced me to the Trinity Broadcasting family, and they had me on as their regular guest for many of their programs when I was 18, and, and that's when I first started.
And that was, did you, sometimes when I talk to people about their calling, the calling from God, the way they first heard it, it's often, you know, that it was a movement of the Spirit over time in prayer till they finally crossed the threshold into their ministry. And other people say, well, the ground kind of opened up underneath me and I fell into it. And I'm just wondering which of those two best describes your beginnings in your ministry.
I've always been in the arts since I was even a young boy, in theater, and I went to the high school for the performing arts. So I have always been in the arts, and it's just I felt the call of the Lord at a young age, and God has used me over the years and has gifted me with songs that He's put in my spirit, and that are just wonderful to be able to get out to the world.
I'd like to ask you, now I have a personal motivation here, and without going into too much detail, Lord's got me to learn how to play. I started with the banjo, but I've had to shift to the guitar because my physiology, it finding it hard for my hands to play the narrow neck and my fingers, which are 74 years old, like the rest of me, doesn't move as well. So I'm moving to the guitar, and so I'm now starting to learn the basic chords and all that.
Well, your teeth are a little bit younger.
How true to sink my younger teeth into this. But so I'm thinking down the road, you know, I may want to write some songs. But as a man who's been doing this for over 40 years, a 40-plus year ministry, How does the songwriting process work for you?
Well, it starts out with a hook, which would be the chorus, you know, and I get that in my spirit. The Holy Spirit gives me inspiration to whatever He's speaking to me about, and then I would write it in the journal that in my notebook, and try to get the verses and things like that, structure those, and then of course, I can't do any of these songs that I've done without a great producer.
Yes.
And I've been blessed to have people like Bruce Dana, who has produced several of my recordings, and many other producers that I've used in Oklahoma City and that have instrumented my music, orchestrated my music. And so that's basically how it's done.
Well, that's because I really never knew. I never talked to anybody that... We've had people here that do that, but I've never posed the question. I thought, well, because I'm sure everybody approaches it a little differently, you know.
And then, of course, I have Gail Smith, who is the First Lady of Sacred Piano, as my musical director. And, of course, I saw her at Walgreens one day, and I said, do you think I could work with you someday, Gail? I saw her in the Walgreens.
Wow.
And she said, yes, I'd love to. And
how cool is that?
And she has arranged a lot of my music as well.
That's a God moment right there.
That's a divine appointment.
Yeah. That is a divine appointment.
It is a divine appointment.
We're about ready to go to our first break, and so the first song we're going to hear is Have You Made Your Reservation? And that was one of your earlier releases back...
Way back.
In the 80s?
In the 80s, yes.
And tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Well, it's just a powerful song. I mean, it was off of one of my early recordings. It's Have You Made Your Reservation? The lyrics are powerful, and it reminds us that we have to turn to the Lord, trust in the Lord, because, you know, we're just passing through here.
Yes.
You know, we're on our way to our eternal home, heaven. So have you made, and it encourages you, the listener, to ask that question, have you made your reservation? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Because you're going to meet Him one day, and... So this song is an upbeat song. It's has great backup singers, great instrumentation. It's just been a powerful song over the years.
Hallelujah. Well, let us then listen to Have You Made Your Reservation by David Hugo.
Jesus said, I'm going back to where I came from, but soon you will be with me. Very soon that day will come. blessed face to see. To be going, 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 going to the place prepared for me.
Have you made
your reservations? We're gonna leave here by and by. Have you made your reservations? Don't wanna see you left behind. There's gonna be a celebration when we take that final ride. Have you made your reservations for your mansion in the sky? Are you walking with your maker, or are you doing it on your own? Are you a giver? Are you a taker? What are the seeds that you have sown? Are you living in anticipation for when we take that final ride? Have you made well your reservations for your mansion in the sky? Don't need no ticket to get to heaven. Faith in Jesus gonna take you there. Don't need no 747. We're gonna fly right through the sky. You don't need no round trip ticket. It's gonna be a one-way ride. Have you made well your reservations for your mansion in the sky? Ticket to get to heaven. Faith in Jesus gonna take you there. Don't need no 747. We're gonna fly right through the sky. You don't need no round trip tickets. It's gonna be a one-way ride. Have you made your reservations for your mansion in the sky?
Welcome back to the front line, and we have as our guest today David Hugo, whom you just heard singing "Have You Made Your Reservation?" That was in the beginning of your music ministry. Not in the beginning, because you've been doing it for a while. But was this your first the release?
It was. It was song? From Reservations Required was the recording.
Okay.
And it also included a musical dramatic. On that recording, which was actually like my personal testimony. And it had a cast of characters, and it also had Sandy Patty and Shirley Caesar were also on that dream sequence, which is a spiritual warfare reenactment.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called shock evangelism, okay, where you catch people off guard. It's almost like Heaven's Gates, Hell's Flames. You remember that?
Yep.
That musical dramatic to remind people of, you know, the choice that they have to make.
Yes.
And so that was from that recording, Have You Made Your Reservation? Has a couple of other good songs on there, too.
So it wasn't a single?
No, but I re-released it as a single.
Released it as a single.
I re-released a lot of my songs again as singles. With the change in technology, streaming.
Oh, yes.
You know, I go back with the cassette days. You
know,
I have a garage full of recordings, you know, standing by
reel
in the garage.
Reel.
Yeah, I go back to the day with cuneiform on
oh, my goodness.
You know, on clay tablets.
Ancient tablets.
Right. Not really. And that, now, I was saying during the break that is a flavor of Southern gospel. But now you really, you're involved with several genres of music, and you also, I know, work in the secular realm as well, kind of one foot in both camps, if you will, which is great for broadening, and your contact with people in the secular realm as a Christian is a very powerful ministry and mission. How did it come about that you kind of got into both areas?
Well, I, years ago, after I was with Coral Ridge and on TBN and all that, mm-hmm. and I decided that I was going to sing country western. Mm. Uh-huh. So I moved to California, and I was working with some really outstanding musicians from Hollywood, mm-hmm. And playing in venues that Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and all played at, mm-hmm. and I had a producer, and one night while we were rehearsing, the band leader, Tommy, got killed in a car crash on his way to the rehearsal.
Oh no.
Yeah, and so it made me think, anytime you have something like that, mm-hmm. it makes you think about life. Oh. So, but I am still singing secular. I sing Broadway and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But my favorite is Christian music.
Mm, that's where your heart is.
Yes, and I returned back to Florida.
I have a question for you. There are many Christian singers I've seen. Not many, but there are. It's been known there are Christian singers that get into secular music and eventually move away from their Christianity, from their beliefs. You seem to still be solidly grounded in your Christian belief. How difficult is that to maintain in a secular environment in entertainment?
I'll tell you, in some of the shows that I've been in secular shows, I have, the Holy Spirit has always talked to me about different things as far as what my focus should be. You know, the primary focus, which would be evangelism, has always led me back to evangelism, mm-hmm. because that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing in life, is reaching people with the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so being in a show or singing secular music, I mean, that's okay too, but the number one is praising the Lord and reaching others with the message through music.
Amen. But when you're in a secular venue, David, it would seem to me how God would use you just with those people that you're working with, mm-hmm. primarily, because mm-hmm. everybody needs to hear the gospel. And I know there are a lot of believers in secular music and in other secular places. Obviously, it's not just limited to the church. Is there one encounter that you might be able to share with us where you brought Christ to someone that was when you were in a secular environment?
I just always, whenever I have an opportunity to talk about the Lord, mm-hmm. I would just mention the Lord and, mm-hmm. and my faith throughout my life, however God led me to share his love, mm-hmm. you know. And so pretty much that's how God has used me in those ways. Mm-hmm. But like I mentioned to you earlier, I love singing in prisons, and I've sang in many prisons over the years, and that's really is one of my favorite places to minister is in prisons. I'm working with the Florida Department of Corrections, mm-hmm. and meeting people that who have destroyed lives and being able to be an inspiration to them.
That's a very special environment to bring Christ into, because on one side there's you know there's a lot of evil going on. These people who did evil on the outside, and they're now clustered into a community of people like that. But having done prison ministry myself, I'm well aware how God moves in and through Christian ministers who come inside and that bring Christ to those.
There are times in prison ministry when the evil is almost palpable.
Yes.
You can almost feel it. I mean, literally, physically feel it.
Yeah, but the Lord sends us to those dark places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's beautiful.
You plant seeds.
Yes. And I was in prison and you visited.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you know, I have always found that every time I go into prison, I can connect with people in prison because we're all human.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, people make mistakes and some people make big mistakes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But you know what? God loves them regardless of the mistakes they've made. And just like he loves us in our shortcomings and weaknesses.
Absolutely.
That's why God put erasers on pencils.
That's right.
People make mistakes.
They make mistakes.
Well, that's how he does. He erases all our sin.
Yes, he does.
And, we're a new creation when we became born again.
Yes, we
are. So that's beautiful. You're a light in those dark places. And I'm sure when you were in the secular world with the Christian music industry, people saw something different in you, I assume, mm-hmm. right? And asked mm-hmm. you, how are you able to be joyful? How are you able to sing about the Lord?
Yes.
Just your presence in those dark places is huge.
Yeah.
So,
I remember like some of the shows that I've been at, peeking out from behind the curtain and looking at the audience from the stage, you know, and feeling like, you know, are these people, do they know you? Mm-hmm. Do the people in this audience, do they know who you are, Lord, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just have always felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me when I do things like that about evangelism. Mm. Most important is people's eternal destination.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. So,
amen.
That's what he calls us to, is to be servants and witnesses.
That's right.
And what we do speaks so loudly, they can't hear what we say.
That's
right. Exactly. So we don't have to speak
sometimes.
We live
the life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're showing, the example there.
And the ground that God calls you to, he makes sure it's fertile ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the prisons are very fertile ground. People don't think that. Mm-hmm. You know, but as I think all three of us, Ed's been in prison ministry. Ann, I don't know if you've been involved.
I've done prison ministry, but I haven't done it a lot.
But you've been in enough to know that's a great place. God calls his people, because on one side they've lived lives, most of them, really responding to great evil. They've done great evil
to
people themselves. But yet they're so bereft of peace that when a man of peace or woman of peace comes into their midst and shares Christ with them, their hunger is like right there.
Yes.
I mean, people that I've heard great stories. I've met a lot of people that, you know, came to Christ, finally heard the word, and they were in a great place to hear it because they were so lost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I would also say to you, David, that when your music is heard, whether it be in you're there in an absolute public venue, you're in a church, or someone's tuning into the radio like they are now and hearing your music, that God uses that to touch people, to change their lives.
Amen.
And I haven't asked you this question before, so I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you remember anybody specifically meeting you and saying, oh, I heard your whatever, it really changed my life, or it touched my heart.
Yeah,
I have heard that many times over the years, people that have enjoyed some of my songs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know
that God's using what you do to change the course of a life.
Well, it's always my prayer that my music will inspire people to look to the Lord, you know, and to trust in him. And I want to be a blessing to others through my songs.
Amen.
Amen.
And that really has to define a music ministry. I've met some people through other Christian music ministers, and when I talk to them, it's clear that they moved out into that genre just because they thought they could make some money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now more so today, I think there's a great possibility, because I think their interest being among the public is growing for Christian music, because they're hungry. But I don't hear what I hear you, and I've heard this before, and one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on today with us, so people could hear your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart is rooted in the love that Jesus gave you long, long ago.
Amen.
And it is out of that wellspring, that artesian well of love, that your music ministry flows.
Praise God.
And, you know, frankly, I'm going to say this. I am wanting people to hear what's being said today, with the idea that they will look into who you are and what you're doing. And we're going to come back to give you an opportunity to tell people how they can get a hold of you. We're going to take another break. But before we do, let me say, if you would like to call in and ask David a question, or make a comment, especially if you're a fan. And you call us at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And the gentleman in the lobby who will answer the phone will put you right through.
To show us how to live, the Father sent His Son, His life for us to give. And though I've always known it, sometimes it's hard to see. This world is all just passing, eternity to be. So let your light shine bright, let your light shine bright. His love is light for all. Let your light shine bright. His love is light. Jesus is the light. The journey's just begun. Our life for Him to lead. The Holy Spirit's come to fill us and believe. And if you only trust Him, tomorrow there will be a whole new world arising, eternity to see. So let your light shine bright, let your light shine bright. His love is light for all the world to see. So let your light shine bright, let your light shine bright. His love is light, Jesus is the light.
Wonderful, wonderful. That was Jesus is the Light. And guess what? We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with us. Welcome.
Yes, hello. Hi, everyone. Hi, dear David. How are you?
This sounds like my wonderful aunt.
Uh-huh.
My Aunt Esther, yes, who is also a great singer.
This is Aunt Esther calling. I just want to say what a blessing. I talked and I cried. Okay. What a blessing this man has been in my life, I tell you. You know, he worries about the family. He worries about his mom, who stays with, you know, she's ill. And everything he does, he calls me usually and says, "Hi, Ines, are you okay?" You know, and I live about, 20 minutes from him, in Margate, Florida. But he's just a blessing, everything he does, you know, since he's been a little boy. So I keep it up, David. I know you love Jesus, so do I.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Aunt Esther, for calling.
That's great. That's great. Thank you.
I love you. Talk to you all later. Thank you
for calling. All right.
Bye.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Same green button, Ed.
Same green button. Okay.
Okay, there you go. Wow, thank you. And maybe that's inspired other folks to call us. I will say the reason why she suddenly came on loud is that we have a new mixer board here.
Uh-huh.
And learning how to punch all the buttons to get things done right. I'm still in the learning curve. In fact, it's a hairpin curve, and I almost missed it. But it's so I finally got that particular phone plugged in through the board. So if it's shocked some of you, hope you didn't spill your coffee, you know, or knock your breakfast in the on the right. floor. But anyway, such is life. And I
wonder what that
put my pen on. Tell you what, though, it's so exciting here. And David, thank you for being with us. David Hugo, Christian musician, songwriter, singer. A man of over 40 years doing this ministry, bringing Christ to people in a powerful way. And this, I think everybody who's gifted in ministry, when they're serving the Lord, His power works through their life and blesses people. And often, though, I have to say, it's my personal, I don't want to call it prejudice, I'll just call it belief, but that music oftentimes has the power of the Spirit to, I'm going to say, more quickly engage with the soul. Does that make any sense?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Have you found that to be true, David?
Yes. I mean, music reaches the heart, I think, more effectively than words, anything you could say, because people love music. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, praise the Lord.
It is.
I want to say that, is my mic on?
That's okay.
I want to say that music, you talked about your songwriting process. And when you are given by the Holy Spirit the words for a song, it's birthed out of the throne room.
Yes, it is.
I know the difference, and I love music. I've always loved music. I love to worship. Mm-hmm. You could tell when a song is not birthed in the Spirit, but in the flesh.
Yes.
And when it's birthed in the Spirit, it just brings you on your knees. It goes to the soul, you talked about.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's the music that really attracts me, is the one that's born in the throne room of heaven. And that's how you get your music.
Yes. Yeah. And when we pray and ask God to lead us, and he speaks to us and by the Holy Spirit, and gives us puts it in our heart. And from there, it takes life.
It really does. Thought comes to me, because you're a veteran in this realm of ministry. We know God is raising up Christian musicians all the time, young people, and maybe they're just beginning to. They found Christ, which is critical. As a youth, they're searching and for guidance as to how Jesus would have them invest their lives for Him, serve Him. And some are going to be called into that field, either as a regular professional life, like you've had a full professional life throughout these last four decades, plus some maybe not so much involved. But what would you say to those young people right now, some of whom I'm sure are listening, as to how should they begin to pursue a career in Christian music?
Just ask the Lord to lead you, and He will. I mean, you know, if you're going to go for a degree in music and whatever kind of music you want to study professionally, you can do that. But ask the Lord to lead you, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And He knows what your desires are.
He does.
And so, and He inhabits the praises of His people. Amen.
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 But the young people, there's music is just such an inspiration to everyone. The different genres of music. Just continue on what your heart's desire, and God will make a way for you to do that. And
do you recommend that a young person get a degree in music?
You could get a degree in music.
Yeah.
I don't have a degree in music.
Okay.
But I mean, it would always help.
Mm-hmm.
but a music degree would always help, and training.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. I would think that training would, technical side of music, the training, the voice training, would be more important than theory. I play guitar. I've played for years for myself. And I just lately, I have become interested in musical theory. Crazy, you know? They say the best way to get a guitar player to stop playing is put a sheet of music in front of them.
I don't know. Is that
sound
true?
That's the education.
Well, some people are just getting
But just lately, I'm getting interested in that. And I'm learning things I never realized there, how complicated
it is.
Music really is.
Yeah.
And it's
well, I
beautiful.
Have a good friend, Omar Leslie, who produced my recording, The Great I Am. And I have a video on that, too. It's a beautiful song I wrote. But anyway, he's a child prodigy. He never took music lessons, and he can sit at the piano and play anything. He's even been on television for that. So God gives people gifts, but studying music is something that would help anybody.
That's a place I get into envy. When I see people sit down and play like that. And play just
supernatural
pick up any
ability.
Instrument and play them. Yes. I am so envious of that.
What would be someone that is looking for, feeling called to a music ministry, music life, what is at least one thing they should avoid? What's a pitfall that maybe you fell into the pit and you recognize it,
that's
could give them
question.
Advice?
David, that's a good question. I don't really have an answer for that.
Okay.
But just always pray and ask the Lord to lead you, you know? We all face different trials and tests in our life, and we need the Lord every day to lead us and to guide us. So, and He will if we look to Him.
And I guess, so I'm going to, implicit in what you just said is that anyone serving the Lord, but so including someone that may feel a call to a music ministry, is really you got to make sure your prayer life and your study of your word, the word of God, is right on. I mean, you've got a substantial commitment
to absolutely.
Hearing God through those two means before you do anything.
Absolutely.
And frankly, I'm a poster child for the guy who didn't listen and did the wrong thing several times.
Well, I think all of us have fallen short of His glory.
Amen. Yes.
You know,
amen.
And that's why I love to praise Him, because He loves me even in my shortcomings and weaknesses.
Absolutely.
Know? And so when I praise the Lord, I worship the Lord in spirit and in truth because of all He's done for me and what He continues to do.
Amen.
In spite of all of my shortcomings and weaknesses. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We got a break coming up in about a minute and a half, but I do want, and I'll ask you this again before we close, David. How can people find out more about you, and how can they contact you? Because you're available to do in-church concerts and other public venues where you do your music. What's a means whereby they can get in touch with you?
Just my website is the best way, davidhugo.org.
Okay.
That's the best way.
And I've been on the website, and you have a variety of informed. You have some videos. You can listen to some of your songs on there.
And my new song, All My Hope.
We're going to play that.
And I just got back from Nashville. Actually,
tell us about that.
I went to Nashville to sing on Bobby Jones Presents, Dr. Bobby Jones, Bobby Jones Gospel, which is the longest running show on Christian television. And Dr. Jones is a good friend of mine for many years, and he heard my song, and he loved it, and he invited me to come sing it on his show. And so it was a great experience. But All My Hope is absolutely one of my favorite songs, not just because I wrote it, but it's a powerful song because really you have to have all your hope in the Lord.
Yes.
All of
them.
Not
all of
some
it.
Of it.
Yes.
Amen. All of it.
Yes. Yes.
You know? And what He's done for us. Amen.
I don't know how you survive in today's world without having your hope fully in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
We
the Bible
have to be
says,
all in.
Says, take heart, all you who hope in the Lord, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yep.
Well, actually, we're going to play that song right now by David Hugo, All My Hope.
Hi, I'm David Hugo. I listen to and support WCNO Radio. And Lord, all my hope is in you. I've seen my life on earth go passing quickly by. Friends and family, some have died. Into the arms of hope I stand, my Father's glory. It's a promise He has made to care for me. My hope is in the Lord. His love, living in what I call. And when this life is through, I know, Lord, I'll be with you. Ten thousand angels worshiping around His throne will be with Him forever when we get home. The Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit one. So together let us lift our hearts and sing. My hope is in the Lord. His love, living in one accord. Your name forever. You're the God of everything. And together we will lift our voice and let all creation
beautiful.
Praise oh man, God. That praise that's God. A gorgeous praise piece God. Of praise for praising God. I mean,
praise God.
Wow.
And that's beautiful.
Bruce Dana did a wonderful job on that as usual.
Yeah, that who was, is that a tenor sax?
Yes, it is.
So who was playing
that's
that?
Paul Berman. And mm. Paul Berman is one of the best saxophone players in South Florida.
Oh,
and he actually he is he actually played on Jesus Is the Light 10 years ago.
Okay.
And so I was happy that he was available to play on All My Hope.
Yeah. He's good.
And that really makes the song, that's X.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah. The flavor that it brings.
Yes.
I'm a big blues fan. I play blues guitar.
Oh, yeah?
This is just the kind of music I like.
Yes, sir.
Tempo, yeah.
Well, blues matches the color of your clothes today. So that's true. There you go. You try to...
No. Uh-huh.
That was a...
Except for my red... Oh, never mind.
It was a really horrible segue there. Well, you know, we... I said time flies. And you're having fun or not,
it flies.
Yes,
we're having a grand time.
And I know down the road, David, that you're going to have to come back.
Absolutely.
And and especially, I have a suspicion. I was going to ask you, my next question was going to be, what, as you're sitting here right now, and I know you're praying for guidance for the future. We all do that. Mm-hmm. How may I serve the Lord tomorrow and next day and next year and 5-year plans and all that. Where do you see the Lord taking you down the road?
I just want to be used by God and the days I have ahead. He knows those number of days. Mm-hmm. I don't. I just want to be a blessing to others through my music. And I'm going to trust the Lord that He will use me in the way that He would like to use me. And I'm pretty sure it's through my music.
Amen.
In the days ahead, before we reach our heavenly home.
Amen.
And then when we're in heaven, we'll be praising the Lord 24 hours a day. Well, there's no time in heaven, but forever. We'll be praising the Lord forever. And what a day that will be. Amen.
Amen.
That will be cool, you know.
It's going to be amazing.
None of us really have the capacity to fully understand what that means, but I do know that when all three of your pieces were playing, of course, I was in and out, as producers have to do, but what I was hearing was just like, wow, you know, I mean, it stokes the fires of my heart, my passion for Jesus, and also my passion for bringing others to Christ.
Amen.
And that has to be a part of your vision as a singer-songwriter.
Absolutely.
For Christ, is to bring people through the music. And I think I was sharing with you earlier, maybe, of course, the way my memory sometimes works, it could have been somebody else, but it's so true. We have several testimonies we hear every year. We've been on the air for 34 years, more plus, and we get calls all the time. People say, I was got in my car and I was driving and song came on and it touched me so much I had to get off the road and I just started weeping and I gave my life to Christ. And this is something that for those who are called to do what you're doing, David, that this is a wonderful product of the work, the faithfulness that you bring to your ministry, and when you open your heart and Jesus works through you, which is really the best way to understand any ministry, but especially the ministry of music, is that it's the heart of Christ. It's that you have, he's given it to you. He's given you the words, he's given you the music. And it's like, you're almost like I love weaving, the idea of how you make fabric. But I see Christian musicians, singer-songwriters, as weaving threads of revelation into a beautiful fabric, and that is then given to the listener, and it becomes a fabric that they can wrap around their soul and feel the love and warmth of Christ and rejoice in the revelation that's a part of it. I don't know, does that work for you too?
Absolutely.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I just want to be used by the Lord, and I pray that my songs will continue to bless people and inspire them to look to the Lord through no matter what they're facing in their life, because all of us go through trials and tests every day, and I just want my music to inspire their heart. Whoever listens to my songs, I pray that the Lord will inspire them to continue to look to Him, because He's got it all worked out.
That's
God's right. God's got it all worked out. We just have to trust Him. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm now want to focus on, well, pastors who are listening. Also, we probably have some worship leaders who are listening. People that have what I'm going to call high levels of leadership in their churches that have input into church programs. I'd like to encourage you to be prayerful about, as you plan programs, where you're going to want your congregation to be blessed. Maybe you can open it up to the community around you and bring in others. To think about David Hugo and his music ministry. He is available. And I promised you earlier, I said we love to lift up brothers and sisters in Christ here. Amen. At WCNO. Mm-hmm. And enable other people to make connections with them and to be thinking about how to bring them into the worship life of a church and bless the people. And you're one of those people that's available. Let me ask you, how people can reach you, David?
Well, I would love to come minister at your church or concert series. You can go to my website, davidhugo.org, for all the information you need, and someone will get back with you.
And there's a block you can click to contact you and express your interest. Yeah, get more information.
Yeah, the number's there.
And you're available. You can travel anywhere.
Yes.
And you do a lot of that. You've been all over the world. And of course, I'm convinced that God is moving in such a powerful way in our nation. Revival is popping up left and right. And I believe God is putting his longtime ministers on the front line. Yes. No plug for this show, but this is what it's all about. And you're one of them, David. And I just, if I may prophesy over you, I just feel very strongly in my heart that in these coming days, in the next few years, you're going to be very busy.
Well, praise
God.
I believe
that is the case. And that's why I'm very much in my heart want to tell people, encourage people to look up, yep, look you up and talk to you. Yep. I mean, find out you're available.
Thank
I mean,
you,
people call
yep
you and say, tell me more about what you do, where your heart is.
Yep. You're one of the remnant people that God is raising.
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
We are all here.
Glory.
He's raising a remnant people to bring the revival.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to point out the seven mountains. You guys know what the seven mountains is.
Mm-hmm.
The different seven areas of influence: business, music, education, government. And each of us can be used in the sphere the Lord puts us
yes
in. You're in music, David. But mm-hmm wherever we are at, we are to be used in that mountain for the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the remnant you talk about, Ed.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That
mm-hmm
has to be the number one focus.
Because
mm-hmm yeah the Lord wants to make a difference in every one of those areas where there's people sure in every area of those mountains who
amen
we can influence. We are the light.
We
can't
light
be, you know, we always talk about on the show, we can't just be sitting in our home and just,
right,
you know, doing our Christianity
yep
within the confines of a church or
yes
our home.
That's right.
But let's be the front lines
yep
of where the
yes
Lord has
absolutely
called us. And he's put a passion in each and every one of us.
That's right. Amen.
And that's how you go. You go with your passion, and that's
yep
that's where you start.
And that is the great commission of Jesus
yep
Christ, the great commission
right
to go
amen
into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yes.
Right. And folks, if you feel the call and you're not responding, he will find somebody else.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't let
yes
him do that.
Right.
Be the one on the front line.
Do not let a call bypass you because
no
of fear. And most people are afraid. Well, you know, every
that
call of God
pass it out
has two profound and almost equal elements. One is the abject fear
mm-hmm
of sticking your neck out, because that's what it's all about, is going to places you're not comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is a tremendous inrush of grace when you say yes to God that cast out, what does perfect love cast out? All fear.
All
fear,
yes.
Absolutely.
And we have to encourage you. You know, David here, after 40 plus decades of service, sounds like he's not afraid anymore. But, you know, the truth is that God never calls us to the mundane
no
and the banal. He always calls us, he moves us forward from that point where we started. And every call forward is also a call to something we call the unknown.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But so do not fear.
No.
Listen to God. And everyone who's gotten done ministry has had that.
Yeah.
And I frankly agree, after 47 years
mm-hmm
of serving the Lord,
yeah,
that when I got called here to this ministry 8 years ago, I'm telling you, I was
it's been 8 years already. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so anyway, David, our time is zipping through the hourglass, but first of all, thank you for being with us, coming up here and sharing your ministry. We haven't heard enough, so I'm going to tell you right now, sometime down the road this year, we're going to have you come back. And especially if you got another new release.